Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
Can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Being an actor must be amazing. You get to go to crazy places to shoot and eat and drink the best stuff. But it also means you can't just get on Tinder and hook up with just about anybody. Hey, this is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. Do you like watching movies all the more because your favorite actor is in it? And does it get double exciting if the lead actors are a real-life couple as well? I can't say that goes down well with everybody. At least a few hundred girls must have imaginary relationships with Ranveer Singh, so Ramleela can't have been a joyride for them. But coming back to actors, they've got to be so careful where they go and where they're spotted. Cameras always catch everything they do. So where are the safest options for them to find boyfriends or girlfriends? At work. Yeah. I mean, how many star couples do you know who married within the industry? Can't really blame them, because it might have been the most convenient. On this podcast, during the Week of Love, we're going to talk about a few celebrity couples who met each other at work, most likely a film set. Their wedding really wasn't what their fans were expecting. But how did Amitabh Bachchan and Jaya Bhaduri meet? So apparently the first time they met each other was while at the Film and Television Institute, where Jaya was a really promising student. A few years later, when Amitabh Bachchan dropped into the sets of Guddi, they met each other, but by then Jaya had already established herself as an actress and Amitabh was still trying to find his foothold in the industry. So he thought she was a much bigger actor than he was, and Jaya was in awe of him because he was Harivansh Rai Bachchan's son. They adored each other, but it just remained a crush till they began working in Ek Nazar, a romantic movie, together in the year 1972. And how did this love go get registered on paper? Well, Amitabh had promised Jaya that they'd go on a trip to London if his movie Zanjeer became a hit. It did become a hit, way more than a hit, but Amitabh's dad was worried about them going off abroad together like that, because even if you're a big movie star, every Indian parent's worry is, "Log kya kahenge?" So they quickly got married and went off to London, and they're married to this day. They said, "I do," just to go abroad together. That still happens today, but instead of actors, people marry engineers. Would you have given a second look at a headline that said Dilawar Khan and Aisha B got married? I mean, who are they even? But that's what Hema Malini and Dharmender call themselves when they converted to Islam to get married. Oh, the things you have to do for true love. Of course, this time there were a whole bunch of other people involved. So, a quick recap. In 1970, Dharmender and Hema Malini were working together in a movie called Tum Hasi Main Jawan, and they took the title of the movie too seriously and fell in love. Apparently, Hema Malini wasn't too into him, you know, because he was married and had kids and everything, but he was like the He-Man of Bollywood, so I guess the dream girl got carried away a little bit. They dated for 5 years before they decided, you know what, enough's enough, let's just get married. But Dharmender had a small problem, a wife and kids, and the wife refused to divorce him, but where there's a will, there's a way. They converted to Islam, got married, and they've been together ever since. Not like his relationship with his first family is not great, you know, but when movies like Yamla Pagla Diwana come out, you sort of wish he'd had a fallout with them. They're like the it couple along with Virat Kohli and Anushka Sharma. Ranveer Singh and Deepika Padukone have worked in a whole bunch of movies together, and they started off with keeping their relationship so secret, but now they've moved on to a whole new level of PDA. So apparently Ranveer fell in love with Deepika at an awards show in Macau. God knows how she looked any better than she usually does, but Ranveer remembers that exact moment he laid eyes on her, that place, that time. Then the same year, in 2012, they were cast in Sanjay Leela Bhansali's Ram Leela together. Kareena Kapoor was supposed to play Leela, and Pakistani actor Imran Abbas turned down the role of Ram. So these two were brought together on screen for this crazy dramatic love story. They fell in love on and off screen, kept visiting each other on set without making their relationship public. Then they made a few appearances together where they didn't have to explain anything. Their PDA said it all. Then they did a few more movies together and flew off to Europe for a destination wedding. And all's well in the world of Bollywood's Ram and Leela. The biggest advantage for Ranveer Singh, if you ask me, we know his obsession with crazy clothes, so I'd say it's his access to Deepika Padukone's wardrobe. What do you call the man who is married to the world's most beautiful woman? Don't ask the trolls, because they're not kind to Abhishek Bachchan. There's this kind of a cute love story, and being the actors that they are, no lack of drama also. Aishwarya was in a super duper exciting relationship with Salman Khan. Exciting for everyone actually, other than her, because Bhai always did something for others to take notice. Then she was with Vivek Oberoi, and Abhishek was with Karishma Kapoor. These relationships sort of tanked, but that's when Abhishek and Aishwarya started working together. In movies like Dhai, Akshar Prem Ke and Kuch Na Kaho, not the greatest movies, but they became best friends and started hanging out together. And Abhishek says it was on the sets of Guru that they actually started dating. And after the premiere of that movie in New York, he proposed to her and she accepted, and they've been together ever since 2007. Can't say they've had a crazy number of hits at the box office together, but let's just say that right now, Abhishek will be happy if people don't notice him. What's one tolerable thing that came out of the movie Tushan? Not size zero, it still gives girls nightmares. Not the wardrobe, unless you want to be gossip fodder, but the love story of the Nawab and Diva of Bollywood started off on the sets of this ridiculous movie. So Kareena was fresh out of a breakup with Shahid Kapoor, Saif Ali Khan was separated from his wife, and this time also he fell in love with someone he had a huge age gap with, except Kareena was younger. It must have been really different for them considering the kind of people they'd both dated before. But 5 years into the relationship, after people kept speculating and kept speculating, they had this big bash and got married. They must kind of miss being in the news, you know, being spotted together and being written about as a couple, because once they brought their kid Taimur out in public, that's all anyone wants to pay attention to. In a few years, maybe you'll read headlines that say, Taimur's parents step out for a meal or something like that. But yeah, the Nawab and the Diva live happily ever after, we hope. Way back in 1992, Spain saw a comedy drama film starring a young Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem. They soon grew to be amongst the biggest stars in Spanish cinema. And then in 2007, years later, when they were shooting for Vicky Cristina Barcelona, everybody thought there was something brewing between Javier Bardem and Scarlett Johansson, who's also in the movie. All that stopped when Ryan Reynolds went on set to visit Scarlett, and that's when the real love story came out. It was between Javier and Penelope. Turns out he really liked her, but he almost bailed when he saw her on set because she's someone who wears her heart on her sleeve and was very passionate about everything. And he thought, oh my god, do I really want to deal with that my whole life? But he saw sense and they started dating, but they're so private that nobody even heard a peep. For quite a few months after the movie released, nobody knew what these two were up to because that's how they like to keep it. All under wraps. They even got married with no noise, had kids whose faces we don't see online too much, and they live like just any other ordinary couple. Maybe that's how their relationship has lasted so long. Longer than Javier Bardem's nose. Who would wait a whole 2 months to get back at their spouse on an online prank? Only a couple like Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. They met on the sets of Green Lantern and hit it off really well, but as friends. And they say that's the secret to their happiness. Once they started hanging out, apparently they'd keep thinking about who'd be the best date for the other. And this one time, they even went on a double date. And Ryan Reynolds says the date was a disaster, but him and Blake were still having a great time together. Almost a year and a half after that is when they thought, hey wait, we could just date each other. They dated, they married, they had kids, and through it all, they still managed to prank each other every chance they got. If you see Ryan's Twitter feed, you'll see how he loves roasting his family, himself included. But sometimes he takes Blake's opinion on whether he should post something or not, but then he just posts it anyway. I think a couple that can joke together can stay together. You know nothing. That doesn't apply just to Jon Snow. Nobody else knew anything about his love life either for the longest time. Kit Harington played Jon Snow in Game of Thrones and Rose Leslie played Ygritte. They met on the sets around 2011 and hit it off really well. Their characters had a love story on screen, but even after Ygritte's character was killed off, they continued their romance off of it and moved in together in everything. This one time when Kit was on a TV show, Nicole Kidman was also on it and she said to Kit that if they were living together, it'd be a nice idea to at least be engaged. And then he actually did pop the question to his girlfriend, you know, they got married in a castle. Who knew Rose Leslie had a dad who owned a whole big castle? They must have enough going on inside it to be a mini Game of Thrones episode in itself. And the highlight of the wedding? The Royal Mail had issued stamps with the characters of Game of Thrones, so all the invites went out with Jon Snow stamps. Way to customize your wedding invitations, huh? Sometimes you go months and months of seeing a star couple holding hands and making appearances together and let everybody talk and then announce that they're getting married. And sometimes you get couples like Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes. Nobody even knew they were dating, and just a short while after it was sort of confirmed, they told people they were expecting a baby together. Now these two are Hollywood A-listers. They've been in some of the biggest movies in the industry, but they still managed to keep their lives off-screen very, very private. The couple met when they were cast together in The Place Beyond the Pines, the movie, but they didn't meet by chance. A Apparently, when there was talk about whom to cast, Ryan Gosling requested for Eva Mendes to be given a shot and even pushed for her once she auditioned. Everybody fell in love with her as a human, and Ryan took it one step forward and dated her. They got married after they were parents, and that's after they decided to raise their kids themselves, not hire a nanny, even though both of them still had movies to shoot. They just took turns and asked for help from family because they wanted to be as normal as they could get. They met on the set of a film, but everything else, they've managed to keep off screens. Who doesn't love music and a bit of drama? It's not all restricted to the big screen though, real love can happen on TV also. So Blake Shelton got divorced, Gwen Stefani got divorced, and someone thought it was a great idea for them to judge other people while they were so low. So off they went to judge singers on The Voice. It turned out to be great for the both of them because although they're from completely different genres of music, they turned their chairs and fell in love with each other. Imagine what their meetings with the producers of the show would have been like. Hey, can we shoot this episode a little earlier because we've got a date? But they credit each other for saving each other's lives and all, and they've lived happily together since then. Do you think your boss makes you overwork or that you've got the worst schedule and you have no life outside of work? Look around, maybe the perfect someone you've been waiting for is right under your nose, like in the movies. If it could work for these stars, it might just work for you. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.